Broadcasting live from a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd Road. Their inauguration, their big grand opening, Garden Talk, and the KSRO Good Food Hour is here. I'm Steve Garner. John Ash not with us today. He's just getting back from overseas, but it's his loss because we have the guys from East Wind Bakery with us, Doug and Tony, sitting in, and they haven't just brought a few things for me to sample. They brought a beautiful selection of baked goods for folks that are coming to the nursery today. All you need to do is come by and enjoy some of these beautiful, beautiful baked goods and pastries here this morning. So I want to welcome first Tony to the show.
Hello.
You're one of the baker and owners?
That's correct.
And how long have you guys been open?
Almost 4 years.
4 years?
Yes.
I actually kind of remember when you were opening because I was down at Community Bikes, you know, Community Bikes on Sebastopol Road, buying a refurbished bike probably 4 years ago. I got my bike and I was coming north on Sebastopol Road and I was going to come all the way into town to get food. And I saw all these cars at a corner. And it looked interesting. I pulled over, and lo and behold, there was a bakery there. It was your bakery. And you and your partner, Doug, had opened about 4 years ago. And the type of baked goods are very, very different from most bakeries. How would you describe the combination of baked goods that you have?
I would say it's pan-Asian. We have a collection of anything you can imagine.
Pan-Asian.
That's right.
You want to add to that, Doug?
Well, we started out, the concept derived from Chinese bakeries. We both really love Asian pastry and especially Chinese pastry. And we're both kind of self-taught. And there's nothing up here, no bakeries that serve Asian pastry. So most people that live up here have to go down to Oakland or San Francisco. So we started doing our own thing. We'd already started making these things. And from that kind of focal point, we kind of branched out and kind of included other flavors from, you know, Southeast Asia and Japan and Korea. And we started doing some fusion food
in
as well.
Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah. Minnesota / Texas.
Right?
Yeah.
And you brought an assortment of great pastries for us to try today. And folks that are coming to the nursery today can also try this. When you gave me your card, the East Wind Bay. We have a friend visiting from Southern California staying with us this weekend, and I shouldered the card and I said, "Does this mean anything to you?" She said, "Mahjong."
Yes.
She plays Mahjong.
Exactly.
And I said, "I didn't know anything about your card," but she said, "Well, yeah, there's east, there's west, there's north and south tiles in the game of Mahjong."
Correct.
So when we were talking about this, you had told me you actually have a Mahjong club or something that meets at the bakery or...
Well, every Sunday, we have people come in and play Mahjong. We teach people how to play. We play a Taiwanese style. It's actually a modified style, but it's Taiwanese.
There's two different styles of
Mahjong.
There
are way more many styles than you can imagine.
Oh.
Yeah. So for every country, there's a, you know, a Vietnamese style, there's a Japanese style, there's several Chinese styles, there's Hong Kong, Taiwanese, a mainland style.
You name it.
Is there an American style?
Absolutely,
Mahjong?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what she plays.
Yes.
She said, "Well, we don't have these on the tiles or something. They have E and something like that." Or
well, they have the Chinese character usually always, but they also have the E to differentiate because some people can't read Chinese.
So this is Chinese for East Wind.
Yes.
These letters. So it's East Wind Bakery, and the location is 3851 Sebastopol Road, Suite 109. It's right on the corner. If you go to Fulton Road, then you've gone too far down Sebastopol Road. Correct.
Yes.
And you open 7 days a week?
No, we're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. Okay. We're actually closed this week. We're on a little vacation.
Yeah.
But usually Wednesday through Sunday.
It's just an amazing bakery. So you're both self-taught bakers.
Yes.
And you've done this magnificent fusion kind of baking where East meets West. What is in the box in front of us?
So we have, this is our potage, which is a...
tart style. Egg tart.
Egg tart, yes. Yeah. And then the...
Those are the Taiwanese pineapple shortcake.
Pineapple shortcake.
Yes.
The pear kaya danish. Kaya is a, usually it's made, it's a kind of a curd made with coconut milk and pandan. We make it into a pastry cream
with
the same flavor, same ingredients. And then we have a kolache, which is the,
the Texan.
Yeah. Well,
pastry.
Yeah. It's more Eastern European via the Midwest, Texas connection. And then we have...
So kolache, I was shocked when I saw this in your baked goods case.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of either Minnesota or Texan, depending on where you have this type of population congregating. Do you have a background in Eastern European pastries? No.
Absolutely not. And I'm not Asian either, so my only connection to Asian pastry is that I absolutely love it, and I loved it so much when I was living in an area that I didn't have access to it. I learned to make it myself because...
You did.
Yeah.
This is great. And you also, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but you made it in USA Today, I noticed.
Yes.
This is fantastic. Look at that. It says, Fall Maple Dishes, Desserts, and Drinks in Santa Rosa, California. The East Wind Bakery makes a maple bacon jam bao nut with tongzhong bao dough filled with cream cheese and house-made bacon jam and topped with maple chipotle glaze and pieces of bacon. So this couldn't hurt to have a shout-out in USA Today.
No, it didn't.
So describe a bao nut. What is that?
So we use our bao dough for a lot of things. Even the kolache, we use the bao dough as the base for that. It's a similar dough to what would normally be made, kolache would normally be made with.
Okay.
So we wanted to do something that was a little more accessible to people because we have a lot of food items that people just have no idea what they're looking at. So we thought, well, let's do donuts, but let's do it our way. So we do donuts with using our bao dough. And ours are baked, though. They're not fried. And we do glazes with all kinds of, you know, different flavors. We have calamansi, and we have things like white pepper glaze. Just all kinds of flavors that whatever we think of and we try and we like, we go with. So it's kind of our version of a donut.
It's a riot of colors at the bakery. Unique pastries to tempt you. At East Wind, you'll find Western and Asian favorites with a twist. The wide variety of bao, Danish tarts, muffins, cupcakes, and cookies, yes, and all the pastries made from scratch. No box, mix, or fillings. Breakfast pastries, the apple custard roll, Danish, Chelsea, garam masala, seasonal fruit, cheese, red bean, purple yam, Nutella roll. How about that? Taiwanese pineapple cake. Mochi, which we'll get to the mochi in just a bit. Pot pies, you still do the pot pies, Singapore chicken and clam chowder pot pies?
We do. They're kind of, they come and go.
Sweet pastries, the galettes, both 4 and 9 inch and 9 inch tarts, banana, kaya, cream, chocolate mousse, fresh seasonal fruit, lemon curd, cookies, butter, Nutella, chocolate chip, oatmeal, cherry, pecan, peanut butter, tartlets. Are you worn out yet?
We are.
I mean, these guys must bake 19 hours a day. And then light, fluffy Chinese sponge cakes?
Yes. What?
You do those too?
So, yeah, we do both whole cakes. And we do 8-inch cakes, 4-inch cakes, and we do cupcakes. We always have the cupcakes in the bakery.
These are wild. These are delicate Chinese sponge cakes filled with fresh fruit, luscious pastry creams, mousses or chiffons, and covered with lightly sweetened flavored whipped cream. 8-inch, 2-layer Chinese sponge cakes, burnt almond. Oh, man. Oh, you're shaking your head on that one. Almond pastry cream, almond sponge cake, almond whipped cream with honey toasted almonds. Mayan cream, coffee sponge cake, chocolate pastry cream, and honey chipotle. What? Honey chipotle whipped cream.
Yes. Yes.
We like food.
And then mocha, coffee, sponge cake, chocolate pastry, cream, and chocolate. So those are just some of the pastries. And then the bow down on the bow nuts. Oh, I get it. Then that's made with the long rise. Is it tang chong?
Tang shong.
Tang shong.
Yeah.
Bao dough. And that's filled with the glaze with flavors. Unlike you'll find at any donut shop. Well, I won't disagree with that. You mentioned something called, is it mukwas?
Mukwas.
Mukwas. What's that?
Those little candied fennel seeds you find at an Indian restaurant that they serve after the meal. You know, it's like a breath freshener.
Exactly.
Well, they make the most amazing flavorful sprinkles on a donut that you've ever had. And we and we put it on a coconut-flavored glaze on our bao nut. And yeah.
And then there's the Thai coffee smoked salt donut?
Yes. Yeah.
And what is calamansi?
Calamansi is a citrus fruit. It's much more popular in Southeast Asia and in the Philippines. It was actually inspired by one of our customers who liked our tropical flavored cupcakes and tarts. And she asked about calamansi one day, and I looked at her and I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. So we did a little research, and we ended up loving it. So we now serve calamansi juice. We have calamansi curd tarts. We have calamansi glazed bao nut. It's just another flavor that we enjoy a lot.
It's your one-stop calamansi shop,
yep.
The East Wind Bakery. And then passion fruit and coconut for more bao downs on the bao nut. Let's see. I'm looking at bacon jam, curry beef, pork, kimchi, carnita, salsa verde. What is that?
Those are croissants.
Croissants?
Yeah. Yes. We make croissant sandwiches using those ingredients.
They're in front of me right here.
Yeah.
Which kind did you bring today?
We brought the pork belly, and we brought the barbecue pork kimchi.
Barbecued pork kimchi and a pork belly croissant.
Yeah, and the pork belly. Tony can tell you more about that because he's
The pork belly is not the traditional American pork belly. It's a specialty dish from Suzhou, region of China, and it's made with alcohol and soy sauce and simmer and braise for hours on end until it's super tender.
Yeah. Lots of great flavor. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, it melts in your mouth.
I think I must try that.
You should.
And tell me about this wild spam wasabi croissant.
It was just one of those. We kind of, on a regular basis, you know, sit around the work tables and we're, you know, as we're working, we're always talking about food. And we even have a TV in the kitchen. We watch, you know, stuff online and, you know, and just we're always, you know, exploring. And I mean, we both love food and we're always trying new things. And the spam wasabi was something that, you know, we were used to spam musubi, which you can get in a lot of places, actually. And we thought, well, why don't we try that in a croissant? And we did. And we liked it. So we thought we'd share.
You're like jazz musicians in the bakery. You're always riffing.
Always.
Improvising.
Yeah, always. Always. Tony and I are always bouncing ideas off of each other. And because we have both different culinary experiences. I mean, Tony's originally from Hong Kong, grew up in San Francisco. So he has a solid base in Asian food. I didn't really start exploring Asian food. I mean, we had a local Chinese restaurant in the town, in the neighborhood I grew up in. And as I found out later that from Tony, that they were actually making pretty authentic food. But that was kind of the limit of my Asian food experience. It wasn't until I got older in my 20s and I started exploring that I got exposed to all this great stuff. And I'm just, I think we both are really adventurous and we're always trying stuff and trying new flavors. And
so if the pastries weren't enough, you also do lunch specials too? I mean, this is where I kind of like, I passed out.
I'm kind of getting overwhelmed by this list that you're
how
reading.
How much you're doing. But you do this. Listen to this. Besides all these incredible pastries, you do rice bowls, banh mi-style sandwiches, soups, noodle salads, spicy Korean noodles, and more. Savor the difference with items that are made in-house, including the breads, the fillings, the sauces, the marinades, the dressings. Banh mi-style sandwiches, barbecue pork, BLT, braised pork, Buddha, carnitas, honey, sriracha, shiitake mushroom, lemongrass chicken, spicy Korean beef, and then the East Wind mini banh mi sandwiches, too, the meals. deli sandwich cheese options, rice bowls, the Moroccan ginger beef, the Thai red curry, the kimchi pork, salads, Chinese chicken salad, Chinese noodle salad. So you also do that besides running this.
Now you know why we're taking a week off.
Yeah. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we will dive into the great wide world of mochi. We're with Doug and Tony, the co-owners, bakers of certainly Sonoma County's most original bakery. One of the most, well, it is the most original bakery I've ever stepped foot in. And it's right here in the beautiful area of Roseland in Santa Rosa, California, down near the southern end of Sebastopol Road before you get to Fulton. And you're open Wednesday through Sunday, is that correct?
Correct.
All right, but you're on vacation this week, so when do you reopen?
We reopen next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, so put that on your calendar now to check out what these guys are doing. Steve Garner and Gwen is amazingly sticking around because John Ash isn't here. Usually your seat would be occupied by John, but thanks for sticking around, Gwen.
Oh, you're welcome.
You'll be tasting a
this
little bit,
amazing.
Too. It is amazing. You still have time to win some winning baskets, some hanging begonias, and also the 10x10 basalite patio installed on your property. Just come into the Better Weight Nursery and sign up. The drawing's going to be shortly before noon. Simple as that. This is the Good Food Hour, live, celebrating our 31st year on KSRO.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has lots of winter vegetables, nuts, cheese, and meat from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Don't miss Saturday, October 27th. Harvest Festival pumpkins and sugar skulls to decorate for the kids. The Beet Generation will be barrel roasting Romano beans and peppers. Aroma Florals of Petaluma has beautiful fall, pepper, and lavender wreaths. Enjoy the fall harvest at the market with guest chefs cooking demos. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to seafood and pastas. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market open year-round, Saturdays 8:30 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
You've always wanted the perfect space outside for your family. But who do you call? Since 1984, Sonoma County Sunrooms has been providing outdoor improvements for families to enjoy their backyards all year long. You may be thinking,
how much will it cost? How long will it take? How can I afford something like that?
Well, now may be the right time to increase value while adding usable space. With a monthly payment option, your outdoor room is closer than you think.
Hi, I'm David with Sonoma County Sunrooms, your authorized Four Seasons Sunrooms dealer right here in Santa Rosa. Our sunrooms, patio covers, and retractable awnings create the perfect place for your backyard recreation. If you're in the market for home improvements, considering expansion on your new build or existing home, call SoCo Sun today and schedule a design consultation to find out the best options for you.
Sonoma County Sunrooms, your full-service design center located on Santa Rosa Avenue. Online at socosun.com. Sonoma County Sunrooms. Design, installations, remodeling.
For over 80 years, George Peterson Insurance has been protecting Northern California, helping businesses and individuals get the right coverage for their needs. George Peterson Insurance continues to grow their employer resources and services in the North Bay. So if you or your company needs personal insurance, business insurance, or help with employee benefits, George Peterson Insurance is committed to this promise. We've got your back. George Peterson Insurance Agency at gpins.com, license number 0603247.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Well, Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy for many plans, including UnitedHealthcare, which means lower copays for you. Together, Walgreens and UnitedHealthcare make saving on Medicare Part D quick and easy. So bring your prescriptions to your nearest Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from a Better Way Nursery, it is KSRO. Steve Garner, Gwen Kilcher, sitting in during the Good Food Hour this morning as we welcome Tony and Doug from East Wind Bakery on Sebastopol Road. And I'm exhausted just reading all the items that they do. You do some 60 items a day, kind of rotating, right?
Yeah, we change things out seasonally. And on the weekends, we tend to have more selection because we have more people coming through. So, yeah, it just changes from season to season. And we come up with new things all the time.
You certainly do. Tell us about these beautiful pastel-colored mochi.
So you want to talk about this, Tony?
Well, yes, we do both traditional and non-traditional mochis. Mochi is a Japanese pastry that is made with rice flour on the outside. And traditionally, the inside, we use red bean and mung beans. At East Wind Bakery, we take a step further. We have mochi that are filled with purple yam paste and also all sorts of chocolate ganache.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have some of the flavors we have. So we do have the red bean, which is a more traditional style mochi. We have a purple yam. We call it ube mochi, and it has blueberries, fresh blueberries inside, which is a really good combination. This guy here is a milk chocolate orange ganache, and then we have a dark chocolate cherry ganache, and the last one is our Thai iced tea mochi. Inside is white chocolate with coconut flavoring, and the outside, the dough is made with Thai iced tea.
I'll take all of these, Steve.
they're beautiful.
Thank
the colors.
They're kind of color coordinated, so you can kind of remember the cherry and then the Thai and the blueberry and chocolate.
I didn't even pick up on that.
Well, Tony gets the credit for the beauty because he's the mochi master.
But the ironic part is that I'm colorblind.
Sometimes I have to tell him which ones are which. Though he made them.
That's the best line of the morning. Well, you've done beautifully.
Oh, my gosh.
You've done beautifully. Is there an art to making mochi? Is it difficult?
It's difficult because the dough itself is extremely sticky. It will stick to anything that it comes in contact with. So
He went through multiple iterations to get the recipe right, the sweetness right,
and
the texture right.
Yeah.
And do you do these year-round all the time, mochi?
Yeah, it's a new item. We just started doing it. So, yeah, I don't really anticipate doing them.
Yeah.
And they're baked.
No.
They're not. Okay, they're not baked. Because I was going to say they didn't look baked.
Yeah, the dough is essentially we pour hot water and sugar over the rice flour, and it's blended until it's smooth. And then we roll them out, spread them out, and fill them and wrap them back up.
Wow.
Gosh, that's a lot. And I understand in your spare time, you're putting together a holiday baking menu also.
Every year.
So what's coming up?
So
we usually do our version panettone bread, and we do German stollen. And we also do sorts of eggnog.
Yeah, pastry cream, so we make tarts and cupcakes and other goodies with it. Yeah. And some of the pastries will combine that with certain flavors, like fresh persimmon with eggnog pastry cream. And
eggnog and persimmon.
It's good.
It's fantastic.
I never thought to put that together. Those are wild. So this is the Thanksgiving Christmas menu that you're putting. Anything with cranberry?
Actually, I make a cranberry jam, and then we will often combine that with certain items. We do a little butter cookie, and it's a thumb cookie.
Thumbprint cookies.
And then we fill that with house-made
cranberry jam.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
Do you suggest that your customers place orders ahead of time before Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay,
just
checking.
Any time, really. Yeah. If you're going to order something for an event, we suggest that you plan ahead and order ahead. All of our cakes, we never have cakes in the store, unless it's for show or for a special like Mother's Day, because then we do sell a lot of them. But any other time, we take orders, and you can order cakes online.
And these are the fluffy sponge cakes.
Yes,
that need
that's
to be
all we sell.
Ahead.
That's all.
Oh, that's
we sell.
It. That's the only kind of cake you do.
Yes.
No wedding cakes.
No. I refuse.
But who knows?
Although I have done cakes for weddings, and we've done, but I I always stipulate that we do our version of the cake, and we will do some modifications, but we don't do custom cakes.
Okay.
You know, like, we'll do colors, and, you know, we'll have, like, somebody wanted flowers for a wedding, you know, their wedding cakes.
Yeah.
We did stuff like that, but
yeah.
We don't do custom cakes, so...
Okay.
Yeah. Don't ask.
Don't even go there.
Wow. It's the first time he said he doesn't do something out of this last 30 minutes. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. We're with Doug and Tony from East Wind Bakery in Sebastopol. We're saluting the Roseland area because we're live on Stony Point Road at the Better Way Nursery and Produce right here, about 100 yards or so north of Todd Road, the Stony Point intersection there. You can't miss it, and it's a grand celebration opening. We're having lots of fun, and join us for lunch. My gosh, these guys brought enough for another 20 people or so, fresh baked from their bakery. Even though they're closed this week, they have a vacation. Thank you for coming in and doing the show. That's
absolutely
really meaningful to us. We'll be right back. This is KSRO.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Of all the reasons you had for starting your business, marketing and advertising may not have been on the list. But in order to get the best performance from your business, you've got to have a plan to attract and keep customers, especially now. To help, Hot 101.7 is hosting a one-hour master marketing class, free of charge, for business owners and managers, November 6th through 8th. National marketing and small business consultant Kevin O'Brien is back to lead these fast-paced workshops. He'll share specific ways to help you market more effectively, how to get the best results from traditional, digital, and social media, and help you avoid common marketing errors. You'll walk out with some great ideas you can use right away. The one-hour master marketing classes are held throughout the day, Tuesday through Thursday, November 6th, 7th, and 8th, at the Grayton Resort and Casino Ballroom in Rohnert Park. You'll have a chance to win a $5,000 ad program. For details, go to SonomaMediaGroup.com/masterclass. SonomaMediaGroup.com/masterclass.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has lots of winter vegetables, nuts, cheese, and meat from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Don't miss Saturday, October 27th, Harvest Festival pumpkins and sugar skulls to decorate for the kids. The Beet Generation will be barrel roasting Romano beans and peppers. Aroma Florals of Petaluma has beautiful fall, pepper, and lavender wreaths. Enjoy the fall harvest at the market with guest chefs cooking demos. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to seafood and pastas. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market open year-round, Saturdays 8:30 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Are you getting the benefits of full market exposure when selling your home? Ask your agent if your home is on Barry's MLS, Bay Area Real Estate Information Services. Barry's MLS is the primary platform used by more than 60,000 real estate professionals to share properties for sale in Sonoma, Marin, Napa, Solano, and Mendocino counties. Most listings are displayed on popular consumer sites. Visit greathomes.org to search for listings, find an agent, or see what your home is worth. Ask your agent if your home is getting the value of Barry's MLS.
Halloween treats are sweet, but the jackpots are sweeter at Grayton Resort and Casino. With so many ways to win, Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. On Thursdays, turn points into slot play and win up to $10,000 in cash in the Falls Fortune slot tournaments. Best of all, sign up for Grayton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GraytonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Few clouds are on the way today, though. Sunny at 81, 66 on the coast. Mostly clear skies tonight. Low 46, 49 on the shores. A bit cloudy for tomorrow at 73, 62 in Bodega Bay. 70 degrees also for Monday. Few clouds then, 62 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Broadcasting live at a Better Way Nursery in the beautiful Roseland area of Santa Rosa. I'm Steve Garner, and it's the Good Food Hour. We have Tony and Doug from East Wind Bakery just regaling us with the most magnificent assortment of East-West pastry you've ever seen in your life. Before we meet Alma Mendez from La Tejanita restaurant, we're going to talk to Eric Hall, the co-founder of Sonoma County's greatest Pinot Noir Festival. Good morning, Eric, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Here it is, another fall in Sonoma County.
It's beautiful. Last year we spoke briefly, but of course we, unfortunately, the tragedy of the fire that decimated so many of us, even though it didn't prevent the Pinot Noir Festival from happening, I know it impacted you, but this year it's bigger and better and back as always. I think it's the 15th annual, is that correct?
That is correct. Greg Walter and I, our late friend, as you know, founded it 15 years ago in my backyard.
And your backyard was out in Guerneville. You owned a resort,
yeah.
Didn't you?
That's right.
And where exactly was that?
It was on Armstrong Woods Road. And, you know, in those pre-Sideways movie days of getting Pinot Noir seemed like it was more difficult than it might have been. So I thought, why don't I just invite all the local producers over and we'll have a party. And it turned out 36 of them came over, which I think might have been all of them in the county back then. And in fact, it was the very first show, I believe, that Costa Brown ever did, which is, you know, they've gone on to great fame and fortune. And Mary Edwards and a bunch of others. And so here we are 15 years later, raising now got to be millions of dollars for the local Boys and Girls Club.
It's just beautiful that it is a benefit for these Sonoma County, Central Sonoma County Boys and Girls Club. It's called Pinot on the River. It's in its 15th year. I was there in about 2003, 2004, the first or second years out at the resort. And then I think it was 2010 or 2011. Is that when you moved it to Healdsburg?
2011, that is correct. Yes, we moved it to the downtown square where it has remained ever since. So, and that's great because there's so many great restaurants and hotels nearby, and it really sort of takes over the center of town and just becomes one of those, you know, fun days that you see in Europe that they have where the whole town's just walking around with a wine glass.
Yeah, it is magnificent. It's one of the few festivals like this that actually takes over the Healdsburg Square. And you have Pinot Noirs represented from all over. Is not just Sonoma County, is that correct?
That is correct. We get them from Oregon. We get them from the central coast of California. Every now and then a French one sneaks in here and there. And so, you know, it changes every year. But, you know, primarily just because of the proximity, it is local Pinot Noir producers.
How many producers are you going to be featuring this year?
I believe about 50 or 60 this year.
Marvelous. And it takes place tomorrow. What are the hours?
Tomorrow from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
And can we get to the point?
Yes, there's a tickets available at the door, and I they're much cheaper online, so they should go to pinotfestival.com and buy them now. But we will have some tickets available at the door.
Okay, is there not really a door, is there?
There really isn't a door, but it's very clear where, you know, on the square where everybody's gathering. There's sort of a queue there, and, you know, we can handle everything there. But again, buy them online at pinotfestival.com. Much better deal.
Okay, pinotfestival.com. It's tomorrow, Sunday, in the square in Healdsburg, the 15th annual Pinot Noir Festival. Eric Hall is the co-founder of this magnificent festival. It's the best place to drink great local Sonoma County Pinot Noir. We hope you have a great turnout tomorrow, Eric. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you then.
We hope to see you there.
Thanks so much. Eric Hall, co-founder of the Pinot Noir Festival in Healdsburg. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back, and we have a beautiful lunch provided by La Tejanita Restaurant in Santa Rosa, California. Alma Mendez, the co-founder of this beautiful restaurant that's actually known all over the country now, thanks to Guy Fieri and the great special he did on this restaurant a few years back, is joining the bakery guys from East Wind as we have the best eats in all of Sonoma County right here at the Good Food Hour, live on KSRO.
Rincon Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Visit Kaiser Permanente at the North Bay Women's Expo to learn how you can live your life to the fullest. We know there are many roles women play. Daughter, sister, friend, mother, breadwinner, wife, partner, homemaker. So it's important to take care of yourself. Kaiser Permanente can help keep you feeling and looking your best at every age. Here are the answers to what women have been asking the doctor online at NorthBayWomen'sExpo.com. Enjoy shopping, fashion shows, a bubble room, celebrity author Samantha Harris from Dancing with the Stars and Entertainment Tonight, and actress, writer, producer, and director Justine Bateman. Meet and be inspired by pro motorcycle racer, the new face of CoverGirl, Petaluma's Shalina Moreira. That's the North Bay Women's Expo, Saturday, October 27th, 10 to 4, at the Grayton Resort and Casino Ballroom in Rohnert Park. Sponsored by Kaiser Permanente. More info at NorthBayWomen'sExpo.com.
As a service to local business, Amaturo Sonoma Media Group is conducting an informal survey on consumer awareness. We appreciate you taking the time to help with this project. As a thank you for completing the survey, we'll enter you for a chance to win 5 Splash Express car washes. This should take less than 3 minutes. Go to SonomaMediaGroup.com, then click on Our Brands to take the survey. Take the informal consumer awareness survey right now. Go to SonomaMediaGroup.com and click on Our Brands.
Radio at A Better Way Nursery on Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa, just about a few hundred yards from Todd. Please come by and enjoy lunch, and actually breakfast and lunch. We have pastries galore, fresh baked this morning by Tony and Doug from East Wind Bakery. Even though they're closed for vacation this week, they consented to come in and join us live on the show, since this is our first visit in 31 years to the Roseland area of Santa Rosa. And they brought all these different beautiful pastries and mochis for you to sample this morning, as just a cross-section of their beautiful baked goods. And just arriving a couple minutes ago, we had Alma Mendez from La Tejanita restaurant, and she's setting up a beautiful Mexican buffet for you this morning when you come into the nursery. So please, if you're in the area, come by and enjoy lunch and delicious baked goods. We just pulled our first name to win a 10-inch hanging basket, and it is Marty Kennedy. Marty Kennedy, we won't give out your email or your number, but you have won one of these beautiful 10-inch hanging baskets, and these are the same ones that Daniel won Best of Show at the Sonoma County Flower Show back in July and August, and we'll contact you and tell you how you can win that. Thank you for pulling that name. We're going to pull some other names, aren't we? I understand. All right. 636-1350. So what can you tell me what your best-selling item is? Is there one that sells better than anything else, Tony or Doug?
Absolutely. Our barbecue pork bower, the number one seller.
Barbecue pork bower, number one seller on the whole bakery. Now, you guys don't know each other, do you? Or have you met before? Alma?
Oh, no. I thought you were pointing at Tony. I'm like, of course I met him. I work with him every day. No, we've never met Alma.
So, Alma, meet Doug quick. And this is Tony.
Alma. Hi, Alma.
And Alma, of course, is the proud owner of La Tejanita restaurant over on Sebastopol Road. Thank you for sitting in with us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Beautiful. When did you start this restaurant?
Well, we started the restaurant back on 2005, but originally we started with a catering truck.
And that's how Gwen knew you. When I told Gwen you were coming in, she said, oh, my gosh, we used to go to their catering truck, and then they opened the restaurant. She's been going for 11, 12 years. Dining on your food.
On the restaurant, 13 years.
13 years. What was it, a restaurant before you opened it?
Yeah, it was a taqueria.
It was a taqueria.
Yeah.
And it was you, your partner, and your family that got together on this restaurant.
Yes, it was my family. It was my sister's idea.
Who's the cook?
Right now, my brother.
And who's the artist?
My other brother.
you've got to tell me about these paintings that your brother does. Are any of those for sale in the restaurant?
No.
Well, they should be.
Well, he said those are just for me, not for sale.
Oh, they're beautiful. You've been in the restaurant before.
Yeah. The food's great.
Your brother is, to be able to dine on such great food surrounded by being almost in a museum, it's wonderful how talented your brother is as far as a painter goes.
Yes, I am so lucky to have him.
So when did the Guy Fieri thing happen from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives? When did he come by the restaurant?
Actually, it was on 2009. He asked me if he can have my restaurant on his show, and I said, yes, why not? So.
And what happened after that?
Well, it just changed the clientele. You know, the restaurant, it was busy. It was a lot of Hispanic. And after the show, we have, you know, a lot of people waiting, a lot of new customers. And it helps us a lot to bring more people to Roseland area.
You're thinking of opening a second location?
One is good enough. Too busy.
You're at the restaurant every single day, aren't you?
No. Some days I take my days off.
You do?
Oh, yes.
And what's the, you open for breakfast?
Yes, we open every day from 9 to 9.
9 a.m. to 9 p.m.?
Yes.
7 days a week?
7 days a week.
Well, these guys know they're bakers. You put in the baker hours, too. So what is some of the most popular items you have for lunch and dinner? As far as signature items, what would you say?
Well, we go through a lot of chile rellenos, enchiladas, molcajetes. We sell a lot of everything.
What's molcajete?
Molcajete is something that we, it's like the stone where we use to make the salsa in Mexico.
That's what we call molcajete. Yes.
But it's, we make a molcajete sauce and we add some chicken, beef, and shrimp. Some rice and beans and salad on the side, and of course our handmade tortillas. We have them since we open until we close. We make our own handmade tortillas every day.
Very labor intensive. So you take the masa, you form the masa into a little bowl, and then you put it in the tortilla press and you press it by hand.
Yes.
I think you use a little plastic wrap, don't you?
Yes.
On the top and bottom, and then comes out and then onto the grill.
Yes, the grill. We do it that way. We don't use any machines. We use our hands
everything. No electric plug-in tortilla maker. It's all done by hands. So you must do hundreds of tortillas every day.
Absolutely.
Right? 7 days a week. So tens of thousands and thousands of tortillas you've made over all these years. And it's always been handmade tortillas.
Always. Since we started the restaurant, we always started doing the handmade tortillas.
On weekends, you have some specials?
On weekends, we have pozole, birria, and menudo.
Beef.
Yes.
Do you do goat at all?
No goat.
No goat. Okay. So you get birria, and pozole is the hominy stew.
The hominy soup.
And do you do something called huaraches?
Oh, we do huaraches. We also make our own huaraches.
Describe what those are.
Huaraches are made with masa, and we add a little bit of mashed beans to it when we're making the huarache, and then we put the huarache on the flat griddle to cook the masa. And after we put it on the deep fryer. When it comes out, we add the sour cream, the meat, salsa, lettuce, pico de gallo, avocado, jalapenos, lime, and radishes on the side.
Oh, it's really beautiful. Huarache means sandal, doesn't it, in Spanish?
Yes.
It's shaped like a sandal. Kind of. It is what it is. Then someone asked me, and I didn't know. They said, well, what does la tejanita mean in English? Does it mean anything in English?
No. The thing is that when we started the business, we bought a truck already with the name Antojitos La Tejanita. And it was with the J instead of the X.
Uh-huh.
And it was Tejanita because the owner, he was from Oaxaca, Mexico. And he was from the little town, the name Tejas. But there's nothing to do with Texas state.
I've never heard this explanation now because people have asked me forever. And, of course, I thought it meant girl from Texas or something. picks I need. You know, I didn't know. I'm a gringo. I made something up to pretend like I knew what I was talking about. So that's it. It's based on the owner was from Oaxaca.
Yes.
And you changed it to X from
yes.
J.
Yeah, because we said, well, people will think about Texas, and they will say, okay, let's go to La Texanita. That will easy to remember.
And what have you brought today to dine on, Alma?
Well, I bring some carne asada and chicken and handmade tortillas to make tacos, handmade tortilla tacos, and I brought absolutely the delicious salsa de aguacate, the green salsa. A lot of people love it.
The green salsa is made with
avocado.
Is that avocado, huh?
And more ingredients. It's a top secret recipe.
Is it sour cream?
No.
That's all she looks. Steve, did you hear me say it's a top secret recipe? Why are you continuing to ask me what's in it? So people can make their own? Come up and make their own?
Yeah.
Right now? If they come by?
Yeah.
Okay. Lunch is served. From La Tejanita and Alma Mendez and her beautiful family restaurant on Sebastopol Road. You can't miss it. And so when you plan your trip out to the nursery, here's what you need to do. You can stop for pastries at East Wind Nursery on Wednesday through Sunday, right? Load up, right, Tony?
And, yeah, yes.
And Doug? And then come to the nursery. You've eaten all your pastry. You buy your nursery. And then for lunch, you go and swing by La Tejanita on Sebastopol Road, and you have absolutely a picture-perfect day of shopping. The fog is just lifted. It's gorgeous out here. You couldn't do better. Come on by. We're serving lunch now. And also, you still have time to win one of the hanging begonias or a 10x10 basalite patio installed on your property. Not bad at all. It's the Good Food Hour, live on KSRO.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4040 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4040. Avant.com, code 4040.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it. Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Better Way Nursery. It's so funny because I'm looking at a lot of your pastries, Doug and Tony, and then I've got Alma from La Tejanita sitting next to me, and I'm seeing overlap. For example, her choice of meats, carnitas. Do you do something at the bakery?
We do.
What do you do?
We do a croissant, and we also do a banh mi with carnitas.
Okay. I'm seeing barbecue pork.
Barbecue pork. Ours is a Chinese barbecue pork, so it's a little different, I'm sure.
Very different.
What about chorizo?
We don't do chorizo.
You don't?
We don't do anything with chorizo. I love chorizo, but no.
But maybe.
Someday. But maybe.
Next week?
In one of those banh mi sandwiches, chorizo.
That would probably be fantastic,
Or a
breakfast sandwich with chorizo.
I can see the wheels spinning right now. Doug's wheels are spinning. Now, you don't do lingua, beef tongue.
Lingua, no, but I love it. Tony loves it, too.
That's right.
You do? You do love it, too?
Yes.
In Chinese cooking, do
you
use beef tongue? Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that. Carne asada? Do you do any carne asada?
No. Nothing even close, actually.
Not yet. Pollo asada, grilled chicken.
We don't do any grilled chicken. We do a braised chicken.
Braised chicken.
Lemongrass. Yeah.
Wow. What is, you say antojitos. Is that tacos? Does that mean tacos?
Yeah, antojitos are tacos, quesadillas,
and
flautas, sopes.
My favorite when I go to your restaurant is your chili relleno.
Yes.
Is that a big seller?
It is. It is. We have really good chili rellenos.
And is it a battered chili relleno? Describe. You dip it in an egg batter and then deep fry.
Yes. We toast the chilies a little bit. We peel them. We take all the seeds out. And we fill it up with the queso fresco. And then we do it on the white eggs.
Uh-huh.
And it goes to the deep fryer. And after that, we add a special sauce that we make for the chili rellenos, and add some mozzarella cheese on top, rice and beans on the side, salad, and handmade tortillas.
Oh, man. It's my meal of choice. That's why I haven't tried many things on your menu, because I always get the same thing when I go in. I just can't branch out. I try. Flautas.
Flautas, we make those with shredded chicken or shredded beef. They also come with rice and beans.
And moquete mix and pollo asado, and then a lot of different seafood dishes, seafood cocktail dishes.
Yeah, we have cocktails. We have camarones a la diabla with garlic, just on the grill. And everything, all the plates, they come with the handmade tortillas.
And when you do the grilled bass, is it sea bass fillet?
Yes.
And also tilapia.
Yes, we do the bass fillet. We do that breaded it or just on the grill or with butter.
Do you make your own flan?
Yes, we do.
Oh, that was
they good. Are so delicious.
It's good flan?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Outstanding.
Outstanding flan. Okay, we're going to have to do your Portuguese egg tarts against the flan.
I know, I'm just thinking, I have to go down there. I haven't tried her flan. I want to try that.
Oh, you haven't?
No,
oh.
I love flan, but I've never tried theirs.
Oh, okay, so I think we covered pretty much everything on your menu. You do menudo.
We do menudo.
Isn't that supposed to be good for a hangover?
Yes, for especially Sundays.
On Sundays?
And Saturdays.
And Saturdays, yeah. And Sundays. And then what is the consomme? Is it a chicken broth?
Consomme is the broth for even the birria, the menudo, or the pozole.
Okay. Well, it's all there. You're open 7 days a week from 9 to 9.
Yes.
La Tejanita. Remember, it's spelled with an X, but don't pronounce the X. You'll sound like a gringo if you do. It's La Tejanita. And look for Alma. She's there at least 5 days a week, aren't you?
At least, yes. I'm in and out. Even that is my days off, sometimes I just go in just to do something, or just because I'm Sebastopol Road, I stop by.
So the easiest way is a Stony Point Road, and then go south on Sebastopol Road. It's down there on your left, and you can't miss it. And then go all the way to the end of Sebastopol Road, almost to Fulton, and you'll run into Eastwind Bakery.
Yeah, absolute opposite end of where she's at.
It's perfect. You get the whole scene on Sebastopol Road. So thank you so much, Doug, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Tony, thank you for bringing this beautiful assortment of pastries. And Alma, thank you so much for bringing in lunch for us and our listeners and the folks at the nursery today.
Thank you for having me here.
It's wonderful having you on the show. We're back next week live in the studio. Thanks to A Better Way Nursery. We're going to continue to do the drawings after we're off the air at noon. And you will be notified, of course, if you've won the grand prize basilite patio or one of the beautiful hanging begonia baskets that Daniel Gibbs is giving away from his beautiful new nursery. Do come out and pay respect. He's been doing this a long time, and this is a culmination of years of work, but it's only going to get better as Doug continues to add new features to this beautiful nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa. News is next, followed by At the Table with Clark Wolf, and then On the Wine Road. More good listening on News Talk 1350 KSRO. This is KSRO.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk, K23-3CM Petaluma, K27-8CD KSRO Santa Rosa.